Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. This week's message is a continuance of last week's program, entitled, A Start Begins with a New Heart. As the year comes to an end, it's a good time to examine our heart and relinquish all the hurt, disappointments, and anything that would prevent us from worshiping God from a pure heart. Listen with me as Pastor Joel ministers this timely message.
He says, I'm going to take the heart of stone out of you. That means a heart that's impenitent, a heart that's hardened. It's a phrase, a heart of stone, and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. Well, we said, well, wait a minute, Pastor. Don't we always say to stay out of the flesh? Then why is God giving us a heart of flesh? Well, that's a different phrase at this time. Proper context, right? He means that you'll have the same warmth, feeling as I do, the softened heart, okay? You won't be so hard-hardened. You won't be not speaking to your relatives, huh? You won't be just saying, it's them folks and those people. I can't stand them. You know how they are. That kind of heart, that's a hard, impenitent heart. The heart that says, well, I know the Lord told me this, but I got to do this. This is you know, he knows how I am. That's an impenitent heart. He says, you need a heart like me, a heart of God, a heart that has all the fruits of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, kindness, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, faithfulness, self-control, all the things that we read about in the Scriptures in Galatians. So again, this is what God is saying. That's spiritual surgery. Out with the old, in with the new. You can always check this Scripture. You can go anywhere in Scripture. We just went to 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone's in Christ, he's a what? New creation. Old things must pass away. Behold, all things are made new. Now here we are in Ezekiel, and he's saying the same thing. That old heart of stone has to go. I'm giving you a new heart of flesh that will give you warmth and love and a proper mindset, just like me, because that's my heart. Boy, do we need that. Boy, does our country need that. Does the world need that? Does our police department need that, don't they? We all need that. We need attorneys. Boy, if we had attorneys with hearts like this, we wouldn't have so many shysters going along. Car salesmen need this. We need this all over the place. We really do. A heart for God, a new heart, a heart of flesh that is one capable of identifying with God's character instead of our own wayward characters, okay? See, that's what I mean about God performing a spiritual heart transplant. His people had gone astray, and they had to be reeled in. You ever been on that thing? You know some people like that that had to be reeled in? I had to be reeled in before I met him. He reeled me in, turned me upside down, just like you said. Didn't know which way was up, but I knew that he was God, and that's what changed me. But even today, you still have to hold on to his heart. You still have to let the Lord lead. Huh? So, how else could these people even expect to change for the better unless their hearts were changed for the better? And that's one thing we don't want to do as human beings. We don't want to feel like we're not in control. We always want to feel like we're in control. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. That principle applies to us today. Even more so than our predecessors, I think. Because our predecessors of long ago, they didn't have all the advanced technological devices that we have. We got all kinds of evil things going on, okay, available to us. And we teach our kids how to shoot and do everything else before they go to school. They're looking at iPads and everything else. And then wonder why everything's being blown up. Uh-huh. We're even more prone to sin than they were back in the day. We got all kinds of, we don't have to go to a dirty movie. We just bring it right into the house. Turn on the TV. Uh-huh. We don't need it. We don't need to go out to find pornography. It's right there. Okay? In the book of Romans 1, chapter 30, it says that men, God, it talks about the wrath of God coming down on people. And it's a long verse. If you start Romans 1:18 and go all the way down to 34, you'll see all these different things. But one of it says is that men will be inventors of evil things. And don't we invent evil things? It says we'll be full of unrighteousness, okay? And no wonder. So our hearts are evil. We developed evil games and evil things and evil places where you can go to have more evil fun. We just evil. And it's our deceitful hearts. It's our deceitful hearts that do it. Because if you practice something long enough, the word says you get good at it. And that's why the Lord has always said, those who practice these things. See, if you do something once and you make a mistake and you said, Lord, forgive me. He knows your heart. But if you just keep doing it and you put that apology at the end, you reserve an apology with the Lord because you know you're going to do it. Now you're practicing. And that's what we have to get away from. So indeed, a new heart is in order. And if we look once more at Ezekiel 36, verse 27, it provides a vital clue for how God would equip his people for success in overcoming wickedness and sin. He says, I will put my spirit within you. That's the big news right there. That's the catchphrase right there. That's the answer. God says, I'm going to put my spirit within you. That's the ticket. That's the ingredient that we all need in our lives. Because absent from that, we will float on off there into the yonder, wild blue yonder, if it's not for God's spirit being in us. All right? So we all need that. If we are to succeed in any and all areas of our lives, we need the Spirit of God assisting us. That's the Holy Spirit of God, okay? It's the what we call the dunamis power. Dunamis means like dynamite, okay? Powerful, okay? Megatons of power coming from the Holy Spirit that enable us to do the right thing. It enables us to make the right decisions. When we have the dunamis power of God, we can make the proper decisions in our lives. And guess what? Not only make them, but we can keep those decisions. Mm-hmm. Because we have the power of the Lord in us. Pastor, take us, please, to Acts 1:8 and read that for us. It's pretty quick. But just read it and remind our listeners and the congregation what Jesus said in the scripture verse.
Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
Amen. Amen. That means everywhere. That means that once the power of the Holy Spirit is within you, the Lord says, now you can represent me. That's what a witness is. A witness represents the Lord, whether you know it or not. You, his showpiece. Now, if you're going to be a showpiece for the Lord, you're going to need some help. You're going to need some real help. Don't think you can just float through this thing. You can't. I talked to a young lady the other day. She said she was Buddhist. We didn't want to say much, you know. She's a waitress, and she's doing a good job, and we were having a good conversation. She was so sweet. She said she's a Buddhist. And then I just looked at Pastor Adelise, and I said, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to let Pastor Annalise, because she ain't going to be able to hold her tongue. But she knows she's serving us some good food at the time. So Pastor was a little quiet. She's a little quiet on this one now. And as if the Lord wasn't going to let it go by. Finally, Pastor Annalise said, oh, well, you're Buddhist. She said, you know Buddha, he love everybody. He love everybody. She kept saying that. And Pastor said, we love everybody too, but we're Christians. She regrouped. The devil slapped her once, and she regrouped. You know, shook it off and said, we're Christians. And then this is what the lady said. She said, me too. She said, I'm Buddhist and I'm Christian because I like both. See, she's a very gentle, gentle lady. And what I'm saying is that the only way that we can do it is to have the Holy Spirit within us. We can proclaim anything. A lot of people say they're Christians. We talked about that. A lot of Catholics consider themselves Christians. Mormons. Christians, Jehovah's Witness, Christians, they call themselves Christians. But until you have the Holy Spirit in you, you cannot do the things that God wants you to do with consistency. You see what I mean? And that's why it's different. You can proclaim it and say, let's all live together and let's all just hold on to our own beliefs. But the Lord says, my spirit, I'm going to put my spirit within you, and that's what will cause you to walk in my statutes. See, that's the important thing. That's what will keep my judgment. You'll keep my judgments then. Then you'll be able to overcome that deceitful heart of ours, because we are being led away by our own heart. Just like that wonderful young lady we talked to. She's a sweetheart, but her heart was leading her the wrong way. She didn't know. You know, and the Lord says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, right? He tells us that in Hosea 4:6. So again, it says you're destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, your heart will keep you without the proper knowledge if we allow it to. And that's important. So we see in this scripture, even in Acts 1:8, that I know you all are very familiar with this passage right here in 1:8. Where he says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be witnesses for me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That means wherever you go, East Coast, West Coast, down south, North Philly, wherever you're from, South America, North America, El Salvador, Europe, Sweden, wherever you're from, he says, you'll be able to go to that place and represent me. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, you'll be able to go anywhere and live the way I want you to live. You'll be able to go through any kind of abuse. You'll be able to go through any kind of incarceration. You can be in prison. You can be free. You can be wherever you are. He says, with my spirit, you will keep my judgments. That's very important to know. That's the main cog in the wheel. That's the main ingredient that we rely upon. And we need to know that, because this is what I call an axiom. That means it's a truth. It's a truth. There's no lie in it. It's an axiom. It's potent truth. It's a sober promise from God himself that when you accept Jesus into your heart and the Holy Spirit comes upon you, like that song says, a change is going to come. Just like that song that, what's his name? Who sang that? Sam Cooke, the late singer, Sam Cooke. A change is going to come. I'll get ready to say Obama, but Obama didn't sing that. It was associated with. But they sort of looked alike, you know, him and Sam. But anyway, he said a change is going to come. A change has to come. A change will come with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's what we need to know. There are religions out there, and there are people, and there are pastors, or religious people who tell you you can do this and you can do that and you can do this and you can do that. There are religions that say God loves all people and all roads lead to God, but that's not true. It's the Holy Spirit that tells you. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you the proper heart so that you can undergo the proper change. You know, because God is working on us. We're all being worked on, but you have to have that heart in you, and that's what he does. When you give yourself to Jesus, friends, and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you can sing that song, a change is going to come, with assurance that God is coming and he's changing you because you've given your life to him. You've repented your sins to the Lord. And that's when you develop a change of heart. And that's what we need. You get a heart transplant, okay? A transplant of the supernatural kind. All right? That's the best transplant you could ever have. We talked about that for about 2 weeks. We call Jesus the what? Indescribable gift, right? And this is just another example of the gift that Jesus gives his believers, all right, that comes available. Believers and true followers of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you to weather any storm, to go through sickness, to go through disease. Oh, you might be down, but you guess what? You'll be back up. You'll be back up, because if God has purpose for you, he might bring you down just to show people what you'll do, just to show people what he will do through you, I should say, okay? Because that's what God does. That's the power of the Holy Spirit, that he can take a sinner and turn him into a saint. Only God can do that, all right? Religion can't do it. No man, no guru. No higher power. It can only be from the power of the Holy Spirit. This word, we see a word like this in Ezekiel, and we say, that's Old Testament. The Lord says, I'll put my spirit in you. That's powerful. We can't just glance by that. That's a powerful scripture. God told a whole group of people. He said, I'm going to put a new heart in you. He told a whole group of sinners that were eating their babies and everything, I'm going to put a new heart in you. And when I put this new heart in you, you'll be able to walk in my statutes. What does that mean to a person who's on drugs? What does that mean to a person who's on alcohol, or a person who's hooked on prescription drugs, or a person who's hooked on violence? Like that young man didn't know any better, going out carjacking people. Here you are. Now you're carjacking somebody and the camera is watching you. You may as well wave. You carjack a lady and get in the car. What will that do for him? Get with God and he will change your mindset. Get with God and you'll be able to do your time. He had 4 years. Now they're going to tack on 4 or 8 more years. He was outside. Now he'll be inside. But maybe then he'll read this word and get the Holy Spirit in his heart. Then he'll wind up being freer than he was when he was on the outside. God, only God can do that. Yes. Only God can do that. I saw 2 young men. On the news, and they had just killed or shot another young man, and they're walking around on the camera with Cali written on the sweatshirt, just walking like, let's go get a hamburger. Walking around, just kill somebody. What's going to happen? Somebody's going to point you out. Somebody's going to tell on you, because people can't keep their mouths shut because their hearts are messed up too. So that's what happens. But if you have the heart of God in you, the heart of God, he says, I will keep you operating by my judgments and not the judgments of the world. You don't have to kill people. You don't want to have to be so macho. Jesus, nobody macho like Jesus, and he was humble. He's the toughest person I ever met. So why are we all out here trying to be tough? He said, let my heart be in you, and then it'll change you. It'll save you a lot of grief. Yes. Only through Jesus Christ. And I know you all know this. He's available to believers and true followers of Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I don't know how many people outside of our membership here at Spirit of Truth Church truly believe or understand the gravity or the weight of the power that's gifted to us when we give ourselves to Jesus. I imagine other churches do too. But you never know till you're called to task. But I tell you, if you're walking with Jesus, you accept the challenge. Because, see, that's the only way we can be in this. This is not some floor show. This is not some act. This is not something where I'm telling you to touch 7 people and tell them. No, I want the Holy Spirit to tell you. The Holy Spirit, all you need to do is make sure he's told you. And make sure he's told you. And make sure he's told you. And allowed him into your heart. And everything will take care of itself. Because he's going to do that. He said right here, I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. That's the weight that will be on you. But try me on that and see. Give the Holy Spirit a chance. Give yourself to Jesus and let the dunamis power, the dynamic surge, the supernatural supplying of the Holy Spirit into your heart, and see what happens when he comes upon you. When the Holy Spirit makes his home in you, and when he makes his home in you and with you and for you, and he's available to you, and you just can't get that monkey off your back. Oh, yes, you can. You got the Holy Spirit in you that's more powerful than any kind of addiction, any kind of temptation that the devil puts on you. You got the Holy Spirit in you that can smack that thing to the side and have the Holy Spirit in you. He's there for you. Therefore, your thoughts begin to undergo change. And guess what? So does your heart. Your heart begins to undergo a change. Do you see why the Lord is saying to us today, a new start begins with a new heart? Okay? So listen, God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is giving us a message today. He's telling you, he's giving you a message which will put you on the right track. Because without him, you're not on the right track. I have to say that. You're not. If you want a new start, a true start, a proper start, a reliable start, a truly successful start in your life, you've got to allow your heart to be changed to Jesus. You need to start with Jesus, okay? If that's what you want, that's what you need. Because no matter how educated, no matter how intelligent a person can be, no matter how beautiful or handsome, no matter how much money they have, how much wealth, how much influence, how much stuff you might have, no matter how much power, absent the Holy Spirit, all that is just fleeting. It's just stuff. It's just stuff. It's just something you're going to have for a hot minute. Now, a hot minute can be 20 years. That's a millisecond to the Lord. 30 years is like that. Trust me on that. I remember when I was 14 years old, just met Annalisa. How many years has it been now? It seems like that. That's just a vapor. Okay, so all the things you could accomplish in 40 years, pretty soon your babies are going to be telling you what to do. If they're not now, grandbabies. My grandbabies tell me what to do, so you know my son and daughter. Time, as I said, time doesn't wait for anybody. Time doesn't wait for anybody. I've seen some of you all children. Some of you all look like sisters and mother and daughter. I'm telling you, it's God. The power of the Holy Spirit, all the things you get, influence, wealth, money, is just a small thing. Yes, even intelligence. You're intelligent. Careful, you may not have it long. It can move too. Okay? Your heart will lead you the wrong way. Be so smart that you get yourself in a trap. Told so many lies that you got a good memory. You're good at lying. You lied yourself all the way around. You're so good that you told every lie in the book. Now you're caught because somebody said, you said that before. You see what I mean? We need God's Spirit in us. That's what we need. Even if you were to do well by the world's standards without a relationship with God, what do you do when you're called home? What about your eternal life? We're not even getting on that. What about your internal life? What about when you go where you go from here? Because there is another road after you expire. Mm-hmm. You either go to heaven or hell. And now you follow your heart all the while you are here. There are people who are living their lives the way they see fit. They seem to be very happy, don't they? They don't have to worry about a ministry. They go and come as they please. Don't have to go to church unless you want to, that type of thing. But when you sign on with God, you see, you feel the urgency of the Lord, don't you? Amen. He starts nudging you, says, do you know who I am? I'm the Holy Spirit. I'm living in you. And I didn't call you to be just a picture on the wall. I called you to task. I'm going to use you for something. There are people who you're responsible for. And you learn that it's not about you. It's about living a life in Christ and that he has the best plan for you and your beautiful little children. You don't know the decisions. You don't know the right decision to make in their lives. You don't even know the right decision to make in your life. You can try it and it might work or it might not. But even if it doesn't work with the Lord, you know that he has an answer for you because you did what he wanted you to do, right? So you don't worry about it. That's why we say if you want a new start, you need that new heart. You need to make sure the heart of God is moving you. You can only get that through Jesus Christ.
Amen. It's time to purify our hearts, saints. The book of Deuteronomy instructs us to circumcise the foreskin of our heart and to be stiff-necked, hard-hearted, and resistant no longer. Foreskin are those emotions that prevent our heart from being pliable and useful to the Lord. It's time to let it all go. Will you allow God to sever those emotions so you can live a life of true freedom in Christ? This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Feel free to submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you need prayer or just some encouragement, please call us at 707-759-5244. Our prayer warriors are here for you. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. Would you consider sowing an end-of-the-year donation? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click on the Donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. And remember, God is with you and has already given you the victory over every challenge. Join us for live Sunday worship services on Facebook, Zoom, and Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for the conclusion of A New Start Begins with a New Heart with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time.